Sinabi ng mga organizer, ang lahat ng mga refugee at mga naghahanap ng asylum ay dapat na mabigyan ng matitirahan sa mga komunidad kasama ng mga refugee na nabigyan ng permanenteng proteksyon sa Australia habang sila ay pinoproseso. Sa pakikipag-usap ng tagapagsalita ng Refugee Action Collective, Chris Breen, sa SBS Radio News, sinabi nito na mahigit 2,000 katao na nagtipon sa Melbourne Central Business District ang nag-alok ng suporta.
Manus and Nauru have to close. The Turnbull government's refugee policy is coming apart at the seams. We've seen the release of over 2,000 files documenting abuse on Nauru. These are files written by people who work in the system. They're guards, they're case managers, they're managers, they're teachers, they're psychologists who've written these files. I think most of the population simply doesn't believe Dutton when he says that these reports are false. There is no other humane solution than to shut those camps and bring the refugees here.
Sa ginanap na rally sa Melbourne, sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Grand Mothers Against Detention, Pam Jonas, kailangang agad na gumawa ng pag-aksyon.
We have urged and we continue to urge the leaders of the party, Turnbull, Shorten, De Natale, to get together for goodness sake and find a way, and there have been many ways that have been put forward to it, to end this situation.
Dagdag pa ni Pam Jonas na ang mga bata ay kailangang palawasin o palayain.
Most of them have been processed. In other words, they are deemed refugees and it's unconscionable, we believe, and that's why we're out on the street, to think that these people are locked up there, children, without hope, indefinite detention. It's utterly disgraceful.
Samantala, sinabi ni Chris Breen ng Refugee Action Collective na habang libo-libong tao ang nakibahagi sa mga welga sa mga kalsada nitong weekend, ito ay bahagi lamang ng mas malawak na kilusan.
We believe that refugee sentiment is supporting refugees is growing. You're also seeing that in workplace after workplace, with teachers taking selfie pictures to let them stay in hundreds of schools. That spread to building workers, to nurses, to hospital workers. We do think that the movement for change is growing.
Sinabi naman ang tagapagsalita ng Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rentoul, sa SBS Radio News, isang marcha ang gaganapin din sa Darwin nitong araw ng Linggo, at may mga nakaplano ding magaganap sa London at Tokyo.
There is international movement. I mean, there's a connections between the refugee campaign now and the New York, United States, in Germany, in London, you know, in Tokyo, and in New Zealand. I think as the horror of Nauru has become more obvious to the international community, so is the campaign and the determination of people around the world to demonstrate against what Australia is doing in Manus Island and Nauru.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.